Welcome to the How Do I Become a Christian podcast, where we consider a small piece of the Bible and ask, what does it tell us about God's way of salvation? This is done with the desire to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Brought to you by David Mackworth. This is episode 4, which is entitled, God Commands Us to Repent. Our text today is Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, where we read, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Straight off, we can take this as being a command from God to you and me to repent. That repentance, which we'll come to discuss, is necessary for our salvation. That without salvation, we cannot have peace with God, we cannot know forgiveness, and we cannot know salvation. In fact, there are two things which we must do in order to be saved from our sins. The first is we must repent of our sins towards God, and the second is that we must put our faith, put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the work that he accomplished when he died upon the cross, when he went to Calvary. Without repentance, we can't be saved. But the question is, what is repentance? If God requires of us, if God commands us to repent, what is repentance? The first thing that we must do is we must acknowledge our sin. So many people I speak to have said to me, I don't have any sin. We excuse our sins, we deny our sins, we blame others for our sins, we refuse to acknowledge our sins, we belittle our sins. But God charges us with our sins. And he says that the soul that sins shall surely die. Sin is that problem in our hearts which has separated us from God. Sin is that problem that Jesus came to solve. The Lord Jesus was without sin when he died upon the cross of Calvary. But if we are to repent, the first thing we must do is acknowledge our sins. When King David sinned by committing an act of adultery and then murder, and he was brought to repentance, he said to God in prayer, Against thee and thee only have I sinned. All sin is rebellion against God, and we must repent of our sins. We must start by acknowledging our sins. Not excusing our sins, but acknowledging them. I am a liar. I am a thief. I am a swearer. I am proud. I am lustful. I am an idolater. I am godless and unbelieving. All of these sins we need to confess to God. So the first thing is this. We must acknowledge our sins. Now, if a person is seeking the salvation that comes from God, very often they are aware that they are sinners. They are aware that they need some way of finding relief and forgiveness for their sins. Often men will look for forgiveness, or men or people will look for forgiveness by religious acts, maybe by going to church or some other religion than Christianity, by worshipping some idol or by making some sacrifice. But we must acknowledge our sins to God directly, the eternal God, the God who made heaven and earth, the holy God, the God who hates sin, the God whom we've offended, the God whom we are guilty before, the God who we need reconciliation with. None of those religious things will help us. We must confess our sin to God. The Bible teaches us that there is only one God. There is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons within the Godhead, the Holy Trinity. That is the plain teaching of Scripture. One God, but three persons within the Godhead. As Christians, we are accustomed to confess our sins to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. We must acknowledge our sins. Secondly, we must mourn over our sins. Very often, we sin and we think nothing of it. We may hurt others. We may take God's name in vain. We may steal something and it means nothing to us. Others do it. Why should we care? But if we are to repent of our sins, we must mourn over our sins. Again, like David saying, Against thee and thee only have I sinned. We mourn over our sins, recognizing that we have sinned against the holy God and that we must answer to that God, the eternal God. There must be a mourning over our sins. We, God, the Holy Spirit is working in our hearts and applying God's word. We feel convicted of our sins. We no longer feel comfortable in our sins. It happened to me when I was an unbeliever. I was reproved for my sin of blasphemy. I'd never thought anything of it until I was reproved, but after that I felt deeply convicted of the terrible corruption of the way I was using God's name. There is a mourning over sin. Sometimes that mourning runs very deep, to the point of desperation, to the point of agony, to the point of more than tears. There is a mourning over sin. There is a recognition that sin is against God, that sin is hateful to God, that sin bears with it its own guilt and its own, therefore, coming judgment. There is a mourning over sin. Oh, and like the Apostle Paul again, we might cry out, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" We have a body of death in each one of us, and that body of death is called sin. And then there must be a turning from sin. The person who's serious about finding salvation from God cannot continue in their sins. They cannot continue as they were. They cannot continue in their rebellion against God. They cannot continue just carrying on. Supposing, for example, the Bible says, "Let him that stole steal no more." You can't carry on being a bank robber if you become a Christian. Neither can you carry on being a drunkard. Neither can you carry on being sexually immoral. There must be a turning from sin. There must be a forsaking of sin. There must be a fleeing from sin. If we become a Christian, now somebody's going to ask me and say, "Well, if I'm a drunkard, if I'm addicted to alcohol, how can I give my alcohol up? Well, I have to give it up before I become a Christian." The answer is no, you must come to Jesus. You must come to Jesus now. You must come to Jesus as you are. He will help you to give up your drink, but you must cast yourself on the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing drunkenness as your sin, asking God for forgiveness and crying out to him for help to forsake that sin. Repentance is towards God. And now God commands all men everywhere to repent. Every one of us, male and female, commanded before God to repent of our sins and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin is our problem. It is because of sin that we are separated from God. It is because of sin that we are condemned to hell, fire and damnation. But Jesus Christ has paid the penalty for sin. Therefore, if we are to repent of our sins, we should also move on and trust in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness and washing away of our sins. We are to repent of our sins and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That saves a man, a woman, a child from their sins. There's power in that gospel. There's power in what Jesus Christ has done, and you won't find that anywhere else. What God has done in Jesus Christ saves a person from their sin. Repent of your sin, acknowledge your sins, mourn over your sins, turn from your sins, cast yourself upon God, look to Jesus Christ to be the remedy for your sins. The Lord Jesus died to take away our sins. His blood was shed for the remission of sins. Not far from where I'm sitting right now, there is a heritage railway, a steam railway, and they also have a veteran diesel locomotives there, and I watched one of these diesel locomotives rumble down a siding onto a turntable, and the driver got out and his mate, and they pressed a button and the turntable slowly turned round until the engine was facing in the opposite direction. They climbed back in and off they drove their locomotive down the same piece of track but in the opposite direction. Now, in its simplest, that's what repentance is. It's a change of direction. But because sin is a deep problem, and because it pervades our being, and because it deceives us, and because it drives us from God, and because it condemns us to death, repentance is also far deeper than just a change of direction. It goes to the very heart, the very soul of a man. It changes him from within. It comes from within, and it causes him to cry out and seek God with all his heart. Repentance is a deep work wrought in the heart of a sinner by the Holy Spirit of God. And so, my friends, if you're truly seeking, if you're truly asking that great question, "What must I do to be saved?" God commands you to repent. God commands you to repent and turn away from your sin and look to Jesus Christ alone. And you will have that salvation which comes from God. And my prayer is that you would find him, that you would find that salvation, that you would find that repentance. Now, there's an urgency to this. We must believe on this today. We must believe on this now. If we put it off, we might never get a second chance. The command is urgent. The command is that we should now believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we should now repent of our sins. Again, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.